Yo, it's your boy Microphone 7M7 News 104.1 FM.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Do you need voiceovers, airspace, and great value for your money? No problem. Get in touch with us today, and we will be delighted to advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Senior Chief Muchinda appoints independent committee to oversee land audit and mining matters. Agriculture Climate Action Foundation welcomes renewable energy innovations. In foreign news, Ethiopia finishes building mega dam on Blue Nile. And in sports, the Boxing Control Board of Zambia castigated. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Chief Muchinda Kakomba Welela III of Serenje District has appointed an independent committee of trustees, chaired by Raphael Lesa, to oversee all land audit and mining matters within the manganese-rich Muchinda Chiefdom. This follows rampant land grabbing and illegal mining necessitated by vacuum created when there was no chief for the last 14 years. Chief Kakomba says the move will enhance transparency and accountability in managing land and mineral resources in Muchinda Chiefdom. He says the committee, comprised of experts from the legal profession, media and smart entrepreneurs, will operate under a set of constitution rules and regulations provided by the Chiefdom. He has since appointed Raphael Lesa, Paul Wipe, Wizi Mwandila, Alan Chishimba and Richard Chintu, Rayford Piri, Stevenson Kaunda, Wangwe Nabile and William Mbuzi. Meanwhile, committee chairperson Raphael Lesa has thanked the traditional leader on behalf of the members of the committee appointed.
Allow me to take this opportunity to say thank present you to the senior chief Mchinda for the appointment of the committee and appointing me as the chairman of the committee, of which I don't take it for granted. It's not easy to be trusted by the senior chief. The purpose of this committee is to overlook on the wrongdoings that have been taking place in the chiefdom for the last 14 years when the chief was not there. Therefore, our mandate is to do the land audit in the chiefdom to see that sanity is restored back to the chiefdom.
Lusaka's Mandevu constituency's Justin Kawa, Ward 24 councillor, says the cash for work program is creating more problems than solutions. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Elijah Mwenya says the cash for work program leaves a lot to be desired as it is creating more problems in his ward, especially on the cleaning aspect. He says residents have resorted to heap waste by the roadside after cleaning drainages due to the unavailability of transportation funds allocated to carry waste to the main dump site. Mr. Mwenya has noted the urgent need for the allocation of transport and other logistics through the cash for work to ensure the smooth running of the program. The councillor was responding to the announcement regarding the funds for the CDF and cash for work projects by the Ministry of Finance and National Planning to the Ministry of Local Government.
I would have appreciated the government also to understand the fact that the funds that is allocated towards cash for work should also, the government should also actually put into consideration or factor in the issue of transportation, so that each and every ward should be given an amount of money. As those people working, they should be followed by a truck. We should collect the garbage and go and dump them to the designated. Come to Mandeva and appreciate what I'm talking about. You find that almost all the loads are heaps of garbage that are not collected. Why? Because we don't have money that is allocated for that. So that's why with cash for work, yes, it benefits the people, but does not benefit the community.
Meanwhile, Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Nyambe Bulumba says the council has allocated 200,000 kwacha for the council trucks to be provided with fuel for the collection of garbage around the city of Lusaka.
So this money will not be dispersed to companies. You know, remember those companies that are engaged. And by the way, it's not only the council that is engaging those companies now. It is the Lusaka Integrated Soil Waste Management Company. You know, that is engaging those local contractors, the franchise companies. So the idea is that once those are engaged, because at the end of the day, they charge people for the garbage that they collect. So obviously that is the money that they are supposed to be using for fuel. And just the least 2 cents of it goes to the company in charge of a solid waste management company. Yeah. But for this, it is the council that is moving around to collect with our contracts.
Luapula Province Mansa resident Naranwanga Mwandu says the primary duty of every elected member of parliament is to represent and amplify the voices of the people who give them the mandate. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Wanga says the current Zambian politicians across the ruling party, opposition and independents have consistently failed their responsibility and that they only unite when it comes to increasing their salaries or allowances. Mr. Wanga says the real issues that affect the lives of ordinary citizens when tabled, like the rising cost of mealie meal, relentless load shedding or poor service delivery, they are completely divided. He notes that instead of focusing on urgent economic and social emergencies, the leaders in parliament are prioritizing the constitution amendment process under Bill 7, a process that he says the constitutional court has already ruled as illegal. The situation he has described as focusing not on the people but on the MP's personal and political interests.
We are being told about Bill 7, but when we break it down, in whose interest is it to increase the numbers of MPs? Our country is deep in debt. We don't need more MPs. We need better ones. They want to say, let's delimitate constituencies, but we haven't even fixed the current ones. The problem is not size. It's poor service delivery. They want to reduce the qualifications for a secretary to the cabinet. In whose interest? Is that in the interest of good governance? They propose to dissolve parliament just a day before voting. Ask yourself, who benefits from that? And worst of all,